There's been a major development in one of the issues that's been most worrying and confusing for women in the last 10 years. An alarming study in 2002 said that hormone replacement therapy for menopause raised the risk of blood clots, breast cancer and strokes. Since then, there's been intense debate about whether that risk was big enough to outweigh the benefits of the treatment. But a new review has found that HRT is safe if women start using it in their 50s. Dubravka Voloda reports.
62-year-old Robin Harvey is one of around 2 million Australian women who are approaching or going through menopause. She decided to start a hormone replacement therapy in her late 40s.
More or less, I knew something was wrong. I was still getting really bad hot flushes, no control over my emotions. And I came across a doctor who had started up a lot of different clinics to help women, and then the implants were bought out. After trialling other different tablets, I went on the implants, which I more or less, they worked straight away within the first 12 months.
Robin Harvey was among a minority of women who weren't put off by a global survey that found hormone replacement therapies could be deadly. The study, published in 2002, found that HRT can cause serious health problems, including some cancers and heart disease.
Without it, I wasn't a person. I do believe that I needed, personally myself, I needed the hormone replacement therapy, and I needed to keep on living.
The study followed more than 16,000 women aged between 50 and 79 over 5 years. 10 years on, an expert review has found the benefits of the treatment outweigh the risks. The International Menopause Society General Secretary, Rob Baber, says the original findings were flawed.
It's actually quite a big review. They've reviewed the literature from WHI, and really the message for people is that unfortunately the trial contained women whose average age was 63, 12 years past their menopausal date. They're not women who normally come looking for hormone therapy. The findings from the original study were extrapolated to newly menopausal healthy women.
He says medical professionals now think that treatment is safe for most women.
For women under the age of 60, that is within, say, 10 years of their menopause, if they take oral hormone replacement therapy, there is no increased risk of breast cancer. If they take oral estrogen-only therapy, then, in fact, the risk of breast cancer is reduced. There is an increased risk of stroke, which is about one extra case per 10,000 women per year. Hormone replacement therapy has now been shown to be safe for women in their 50s, safe for women in their 60s to continue if they have been taking it since their 50s, but it is not safe to initiate hormone replacement therapy in women in their 60s.
Caroline West is a GP in Sydney. She says many women and their GPs will be comforted by the new findings.
I guess that this new research will give me a lot more confidence as a GP in being able to discuss it with my patients and put it on the table as a potentially very valuable option for managing menopausal symptoms.
The data has been published in Climacteric, the Journal of the International Menopause Society.
Dubravka Voloda.